Hello, dear listener, James here. I want to talk to you very briefly, if I may, about water. It's not clever, but it's, my goodness, it's resourceful. And it can find a way to get where it shouldn't be quite easily, and it's very hard, once it does that, to stop it. We've been quite lucky in the nearly 13 years we've lived in this house that we haven't had too many real major disasters water-wise. But Beth discovered that one of the wooden panels at the top of the stairs was damp, and it seemed to be coming from where the airing cupboard is, which is just on a sort of a cupboard in Eleanor's bedroom hangs over the stairs. And upon further investigation, we could see drips, and drips are never good. It was my challenge, therefore, to find out what was causing the drip and see if I could solve it. The worst time one can possibly do this is on a Sunday evening, because if it all goes horribly wrong and there is a lot of water that is difficult to control, getting a plumber out is a bit of a challenge. However, it looked like the water was leaking from the inlet to the shower pump, and after some attempts to turn off the water at the stop tap, which comes out of the hot water tank, I wanted to isolate where the fault was and try and remedy it, and I did that, except for the fact that the stop tap didn't actually stop the water from coming out the pipe. So I had to have bowls and towels and all this kind of nonsense to try and sort it out. And I discovered that the washer, which connects the little nut to the inlet, was twisted and wasn't sort of letting water in properly. So as a consequence, I had to make plans, and we ordered something online. Actually, we went to the place that stocked spares for the shower, because shower companies, shower pump and shower companies seem to go out of business all the time. They're like three of them which stay afloat, and the rest of them sort of do spares for everyone else's. And we found a piece of kit that we've ordered on the internet. However, I discovered that, I worked out that actually I could possibly get a washer from B&Q, and it might just fit. And so at 6 o'clock this morning, half past six this morning, Beth got up to sort of mop the general dribblage, because it really was impossible to stem the flow of water. Once I'd actually got the nut back on, I couldn't get it to seal as well as it had done previously. Isn't that always the way? And to cut a long story short, I managed to sort that bit out, but there are still slow leaks, and the worst thing about slow leaks is they still leak, even if they do quite slowly. You still have to go up with a bucket or up with a bowl or something, especially if it's in an enclosed space, to keep on emptying it out. Over the course of the day, I think we managed to get it down, you know, with judicious turning off of taps and placing of towels and moving things around to two fairly slow drips. However, I've managed to not damage. I think it was probably getting quite old. The seal between the pipe that coming out of the hot water tank has sort of deteriorated, and there's a little very slow drip there as well. So from one medium slow drip, we've got down to two slow drips. And that's it. We've kind of drawn the line there, not least because the downstairs kitchen tap has been dripping for I don't know how long. And we've come to the conclusion that, right, I'm never going to get round to doing it. We're going to have to get a plumber in and give him a long list of things to sort out, chiefly among which are sorting out the shower. Possibly we're going to be replacing the boiler with one of these new combi boilers, which doesn't have a hot water tank at all. Then we could use the cupboard for storage if we can get it dry enough. And also we've got a challenge with the bathroom taps, which don't necessarily leak, but when they turn on, they sort of seep from underneath the tap as well, and that can go anywhere. But to get those taps changed, we need to remove the bath panel. And to remove the bath panel, oh, my goodness me, it's going to be an absolute nightmare, because I think it's been tiled around. These jobs get bigger and bigger, and it's one of these things which I've just put off doing, because I know if any stage it goes wrong, it gets disastrous. That was a situation I found myself in last night when I just thought, I just can't do this. I don't know how I'm going to be able to stop this water from going, because you can do anything you like, but if you don't have the right parts at the right time to be able to get the water to stop, you're up the creek, amalgamating tape or not. Anyway, to cut a long story not quite short enough, We're at a stable state at the moment. We've got hot water, we've got a shower, we've got central heating and got radiators, and all we have to do is just remember to empty out the bowls. What we do next is spend some money and get the whole thing sorted. And wouldn't that be great? It'll be a thing off my list, at least, even if it ends up somebody else doing it. Well, that's the update. The only other thing to mention is today Eleanor got her... Eleanor's 10. She's got her blocks in to sort out her jaw. And, oh, my goodness me. The difference in the emotions between trying to sort out plumbing and watching your own child, not necessarily suffering, but being completely inconvenienced and having to sort of deal with these things, makes for quite an emotional day. I'm tired now, so I'm going to go to bed. And one of these days, everything will be sorted, right? That is how it works, isn't it? Bye for now.